He's certainly proving to be a crowd pleaser.
Thank you very much, and God bless America.
After his visit to Washington, D.C. yesterday, Pope Francis is now in New York City, where today he'll address the United Nations, take part in a service at the 9/11 Memorial, take a drive through Central Park, and celebrate Mass tonight at Madison Square Garden. Among the Massachusetts Catholics in New York today to see the Pope is Tiziana Deering. She's an associate professor of social work at Boston College and a former president of Catholic Charities for the Archdiocese of Boston. She joins us this morning from New York, but saw the Pope in Washington yesterday. Tiziana Deering, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Well, hello, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Let me ask you, the pontiff was greeted by mobs yesterday in both Washington and Manhattan, especially outside St. Patrick's Cathedral last night. What was your sense of the crowd in Washington first? What was the mood?
You know, in Washington, there was just such a sense of community. People would stand for hours waiting to see him. They told stories about each other. They talked about why they were there, where they had come from. There was just kind of a sense of, we're all here for this together, and it was pretty cool.
And in New York last night?
New York was fantastic, but it had a little bit different feel because in Washington, pretty much everybody who wasn't there to see the Pope stayed away. Whereas in New York, life went on for people who weren't there to see the Pope. So you'd have these massive crowds and then people trying to work their way through them who were just there to live their lives. And it kind of created this sense of the happy disruption that the Pope is creating in New York in a way you didn't quite get that feel for in D.C.
Well, along the same lines, how do you think Pope Francis's visit to the U.N. today, where he'll meet with the largest crowd ever at the U.N. of world leaders, is going to differ from his speech to Congress yesterday?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I saw a local priest on the local news here in New York last night reflecting on how little his speeches so far have been about climate change. And it will be interesting to see if at the United Nations today he chooses to re-emphasize climate change. So it is one of the things that will be interesting. The other thing, Bob, is he has talked about immigration and refugees everywhere he's been. And I would expect that he will hit that theme yet again at the United Nations, given how global this crisis is.
All popes are widely celebrated when they travel. Is the mood different for Pope Francis, though, considering his direct approach to so many social justice concerns?
Yes. Absolutely, without question. I've never quite seen anything like this. And when Pope Benedict was in Havana and gave his Mass, I was there for that. So I've been in other crowds for popes. And there is just something about the love that emanates from this man and flows into the people around him. The woman at the coffee shop this morning was talking about how friendly he was and how friendly that was making her feel and everyone around them feel.
What's that, do you think, for the general image of the Vatican at this moment, that difference from the last Pope Benedict to this Pope Francis?
I hate to be crass, but a brand is a brand. And when the leader of the brand is reflecting so strongly, that's going to cast positive feelings wider. I think this is again, I hate to sound crass, but I think this is a repositioning for the Vatican. And it's clearly bringing people back to the church.
Well, politically, do you think it makes a difference in terms of the issues, the social justice issues that we've been talking about, that Francis is highlighting on the trip? Do you think that this pope, more than others in the recent past, will be able to get lawmakers, whether they're on Capitol Hill or whether they're at the UN, to take action on some of these issues?
You know, I've thought a lot about this, Bob, because as somebody who works on social justice issues, I and people like me have been hungry for so long for a strong national or global moral voice on this, and Pope Francis really is providing that. I think if he sways the American people, then he will sway Congress. And I think if he sways a broader Catholic public and non-Catholic public around the globe, that's where we're going to begin to see change. His message is powerful. The question is, how long is the tail? And if you're like me and this is the work you care most about, you hope that tail is very long.
How do you think this all translates down locally, Tiziana Deering? Your involvement in Catholic Charities and other causes has brought you directly in contact with local churches and parishioners and local church officials. Do you think this all translates down to local actions at local churches?
You know, I think it does. I've long thought that Boston is America's civic incubator, and the churches have been a driving force behind that. I hear excitement in and outside of the Catholic community in Boston for the social justice message of this Pope. And this is such a remarkable trip, and his message is being broadcast so widely that I hope that it can't help but penetrate even deeper into Boston and bring a broader community of people into the work together around making change for our most vulnerable and our most marginalized.
And what about the skeptics or the critics, those who say, look, while I admire Pope Francis as a man who's committed to the causes that he advocates for, I simply disagree with him.
We draw our public values from our private beliefs, and he is providing a moral framework that people can use to address a set of public policy issues that are very real and very right now here in the United States. There will be people who will disagree or disregard him, but they'll now have to make a case for that that hopefully will be more thoughtful and more complete and will lead to better dialogue, which is what we need, and in fact, a word the Pope used repeatedly in his address to Congress yesterday.
Tiziana Daring, Associate Professor of Social Work at Boston College, former president of Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of Boston, and a member of the WBUR Executive Advisory Council. Thank you so much for speaking with us from New York this morning.
Thanks for having me, Bob.